Welcome to Nova's Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing talking about the topic of how I can choose faith over fear. And yesterday we talked about how fear can really just keep us from experiencing all that God wants to do in our lives. It always limits us, and we can't experience God's best if we live in fear. And if you missed yesterday's program, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and catch that 14-minute program. And we talked about six things that Rick Muchow, who is a worship leader at a large church in California, shared when he discovered he had inoperable brain cancer last year. And the first thing we shared was that he said, "I knew that God was personal and he was my close friend and he was not some distant deity that I could not go to during this time of just overwhelming news of the inoperable brain cancer." And we talked about prayer. And then the second thing we said was a history of watching God at work. Rick said, "I had to look back. I'd seen God do miracles before in other people's lives and even some in mine. And I know that I'm going to see him again, and I'm still going to trust that with his inoperable brain cancer." And that was the 2 points we shared out of the six things that I read last year in an article that Rick did. And I just thought it was stuff that we can all apply in our lives. So that was in yesterday's program. So I hope you'll go check out that 14-minute program at hopeishere.today. The third thing Rick said that helped him deal with fear and to choose faith over his diagnosis, he said, is I had to go back to the promises of God in the Bible. He said, "I've written songs based on the promises of God, and now they come back to me and they actually strengthen my faith." And I started thinking about that in my own life. What are some verses that have helped me choose faith over fear in Greg Horn's life? And I've shared those off and on over the past 2 years of doing Hope Is Here, but Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path." And so many times when life is just beating us up, and whether it's through a divorce or a financial, just overwhelming, challenging situation, maybe losing your job, having to file bankruptcy, or an unexpected death of a loved one, it just, you're like, "I just don't know, God, how I'm going to get through this." And that verse, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, that promise that God gave there, that was true for me when I learned that verse back in 2001. And I'm so thankful to know here, almost 19 years later in 2020, that it's true today. And Psalm 28, 7, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I am helped." And, of course, as we enter the second full week of 2020, a great couple of verses in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." And I know there's somebody listening today, whether it's live on the radio or on the podcast, that you're like, "Man, I just feel like I'm in a wilderness right now. I can't see, God, where are you? I just feel like the walls of my life are closing in on me, and it's dark, it's overcast, it's rainy. I don't have any money. I'm lonely. I'm divorced. My kids never call. Friends, I just feel like, I just feel alone." And yet I love the second part of that in verse 19 of Isaiah 43:19. "I'm making a stream in the wasteland. I'm going to do some clear water that give you something to drink amongst something good, fresh, new amongst the wasteland of your life." And then I also love Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. It says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I'll help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Now, for some of you, it's news to you today. You're like, wow, I didn't know God was right-handed. I apologize. I know that was not very humorous, but I try to make a little humor in life because the Bible says that a cheerful heart is medicine to the soul. And one of the things I want to do more in 2020 is I want to laugh more. I mean, it obviously you feel better when you laugh, and research shows that our bodies, when we laugh more, just the endorphins that are released, and just God wants us to laugh. And I really think that God likes us to have fun, because I think it's kind of interesting that Jesus performed his first miracle at a wedding when he turned the water into wine. They were out of wine and they wanted more wine. And Jesus was, God's a God of details. And if he decided to do his first miracle at a wedding, which is a celebration, and took water and turned it into wine, you know what? God wants to do a miracle in your life too. And there's so many good parts of that verse in Isaiah 41:10 that I want to break down here for just a minute. It tells us, one, not to fear, because I'm with you. And so today, you need to know, if you may be listening to this by yourself right now in your car or a podcast, and yet, you know what? God is with you. You're not alone. You may be physically alone, but you are not alone, because God is with you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity that we talk a lot about here on Hope Here. Then the next part of the verse, he says, you don't have to fear because I'm with you, but don't be dismayed because I am your God. Once again, he's another way of saying, I'm with you and I am God. The very one that gave you breath today, I'm with you. I'm not leaving you. I'm not forsaking you. Then the next part of the verse says, I will strengthen you. Anybody feeling weak today? Just weary? Just life's really beating you up? You're like, oh my goodness, we're only in the second full week of January and I'm already just worn out and discouraged. Well, God tells us in Isaiah 41:10, I'm going to strengthen you. I love then the next part says, and I'll help you. You're like, okay, God, I'm going to strengthen you, but you're going to strengthen me. But he also says, I'm going to help you do it. And then that last part, I will uphold you. Maybe right now you're just in a season of life. You're like, I can't even hardly go right now. Maybe you're a single parent. You're just exhausted. Or you're taking care of a parent. You know, the roles are reversed now. Now you've become having to take care of one of your parents. And or your job, just life overall in general. So many aspects. But God says in Isaiah 41:10, I'll uphold you. And he makes it, I love it, so detailed and specific, with my righteous right hand. And so God is going to help hold you up and strengthen you. And we don't have to be in fear. We do not have to be dismayed. So the promises of God in the Bible are a huge component of being able to choose faith over fear. Another thing that Rick Muchow, the wonderful worship leader out in Church of California, shared that has helped him choose faith over fear while being given the news of having inoperable brain cancer. He said, I've learned if you're going through a tough time, you need more worship in your life. And you say, well, I mean, okay, obviously, hello, he's a worship leader. Well, of course he's going to say that. But you know, friends, it's easy to tell other people to do things. But then when we had to deal with it in our own life, you know, we all like to be a backseat driver, don't we? And tell people what, you know, how they ought to drive. Or I know what I would do if so-and-so did that. It may not be actually physically driving a car, but it may be, you know, a financial move or dealing with a child or a job situation, a marriage situation. And yet the fact of the matter is that here's a guy that's a worship leader. And he's saying, hey, you know, I got this bad news, you know what, about brain cancer. I'm still going to worship God because that's what the Bible tells me to do. And I'm going to worship doing it. And all throughout Psalms, you see David and other people that were going through just horrendous situations in their life. And yet they still chose to trust God and worship him. And the Psalms, I remember going through the divorce, bankruptcy, and losing my house back in 2001, and the Christian counselor I saw said, just start reading the book of Psalms, start with chapter 1, and just start reading before you go to sleep. And whether you read 10 verses or 10 chapters, just do that. He said, you'll cry yourself to sleep, but it'll help you with the healing process. And you'll be able to worship God and know him at a more intimate level in ways that you've never known him before. And I'm here to tell you that 19 years later, that is so true. I found it then, and now as I can reflect upon that, and yet, you know, I don't like doing that when I'm hurting and when life is hard and I'm in fear. I don't feel like worshiping God, yet that's the time we need to do more worship. And there's so much great music out there to worship God with and reading his word, and I just want to encourage you to do that. Another thing that Rick said, he said, I've leaned on my church family for support. And he's part of a large church in California, Saddleback Community Church. And yet, I mean, sometimes that we don't want to, we feel like we're not a person of faith if we have to lean on other people, especially if we serve on a church staff like this guy did. And yet he just said, hey, man, that's one of the six specific resources that have helped me while dealing with this cancer. And maybe it'll help others. And so for some of you today, one of the things you may need to do is schedule an appointment with your pastor. Or if you volunteer in the children's ministry, the children's director, and as a person that has served on staffs at churches and has 16 years of experience with that, I want to encourage you to do that. Because, you know, a lot of times if people know things, they'll do things to help you and ease your burden. But if they don't know about it, they can't help you. So humble yourself, contact somebody at your church, and let them know what's going on in your life. And ask them for prayer and help. And you'll be amazed what God can do. And last but not least, the final of the six things that Rick Muchow talked about, he said, you know, I could just see the goodness of God's plan. Even though I don't understand this news of being diagnosed with inoperable brain cancer, I still know that God is a good, good God. He's a good father. And Rick said, you know, I claim the promise of Romans 8:28 that we know in all things God works for good for those who love him, those whom he has called according to his purpose. Rick said, you know, I'm going to trust that, even though I don't understand this news. And I've shared several times over the past 2 years on Hope Is Here that my aunt that got diagnosed with a cancer and only lived a few months, you know, she'd never been sick a day in her life, you know, just a cold or something like we all get, but nothing major. And then all of a sudden she just started feeling bad. And next thing you know, she's got a form of cancer and she's got to take off. I mean, she's got just a few months to live. And I never forget what her daughter shared with me that, you know, her mom, my Aunt Wanda, shared with her, said, you know, I don't understand God. I trust God. And for some of you today to choose faith over fear, you're just going to have to say that to God. And you may have to say it several times a day. God, I don't understand, but I trust you. God, I don't understand, but I trust you. And you know what? God's going to show up. So just want to recap these six things. One is that God's presence is real during our time of fear if we want to choose faith. Second, we need to remember the history of God working in our lives and others and performing miracles. Third thing is the promises of God in the Bible, his scripture. Also, you know, worshiping more, leaning on your church family for support, and then just trusting the goodness of God's plan. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.